But first, as the Delta outbreak in western New South Wales and far western New South Wales worsens, under-resourced health services across these regions are facing sustained pressure. Last week, Dubbo Bay's hospital was short-staffed after 150 of its workers were forced into mandatory isolation. Now, hospital workers from Sydney are being sent to regional areas, including Dubbo and Bathurst, to assist with combating the health crisis. Talia Kreft asked Mark Coulton, Federal Member for Parks, how regional hospitals in his electorate are managing under the strain.
Look, they are under pressure, but they're coping quite well. There's two forms of pressure. That one is obviously with the number of patients, but also with staff having to isolate through connections, particularly in Dubbo, where a lot of people had to isolate because of COVID close contacts through their kids at school or other things. So it has put pressure on. They're managing quite well. The government has signed up a few agreements early on with the private sector so that they can take some of the pressure should we get the number of patients that need that high level of care in the system. At the moment, we're managing that, but we also have an agreement with the Royal Doctor Service for patients that do need intensive care for retrieval, where they can be taken to obviously a larger centre where there's all the facilities to manage them.
With rural hospitals in your electorate and far west New South Wales reliant on hospitals in these larger regional centres for more serious treatment along with ICU facilities, how are they coping?
Sure, nearly most of my towns now have a number of cases. Dubbo has ICU beds and there's a couple out at Broken Hill, but the rest of the hospitals and health facilities in my electorate don't do intensive care. And so that's always been the way. It's not just a matter of having a bed with a ventilator. You've actually got to have a full roster of staff to manage. And so that's just not practical and it never has been. And so luckily at this stage, we've only had a few retrievals and that's been managed quite well. I think there's a gentleman from Wilcannia now being in intensive care in Adelaide. At this stage, we're managing, treating people, monitoring people at home in a fairly personal and intensive way. And so at this stage, we're managing. If the numbers get higher, then obviously there'll be more people will need to go into intensive care. But at the moment, the numbers aren't huge.
Last week, with staff forced into mandatory isolation after there were close contacts of the virus, the local health district said that their absence was the equivalent of 40 patients not being able to access care. How are staffing levels now in hospitals in your electorate, and have additional staff from Sydney alleviated pressure?
Look, I'm not sure how that's going at the current. That would be a question for the Western Health District. No, the system has been stretched, but as far as I'm aware, I've been told otherwise that they are coping. We are starting to see people that are now been able to obviously come back to work as we move on in that period. But obviously it has been a concern, but right across the state of New South Wales now with the numbers that Sydney are managing and other places, it's been a real stress on our health system. I think it's a real testament to the staff that we have in these systems, in our hospitals and general practices and Aboriginal medical services, that the dedication and professionalism of our staff that we're managing to keep this pandemic at the level that we have.
The Rural Doctors Association is calling for border rules to change to allow staff to fly in and assist with this crisis. Do you think this is a reasonable request?
That's an entirely reasonable request. In Mungindi, in my electorate, it's the only town in Australia that has two postcodes, a New South Wales postcode and a Queensland postcode. The majority of the population live in New South Wales, a smaller number live in Queensland, but the health service is in Queensland. And so the people in the New South Wales side have been denied access to that hospital. The staff that live in New South Wales have been denied access to go to work. So they've closed that hospital down under a temporary basis, moved aged care patients to other facilities. And people in Mungindi now, if they need medical assistance, have to travel 120 kilometres back to Moree. So the borders have created an artificial issue with workforce that is not necessary. And so I agree with the Rural Doctors Association that the medical workforce, to a degree, particularly doctors, are quite mobile. We still rely on locums quite a lot to fill in gaps. And many of these locums like live in places like the Gold Coast or Brisbane, and they work from there and service more remote communities. And if they can't cross the border, then that really is putting stress that's unnecessary, I think very unfortunate.
Mark Coulton, Federal Member for Parks, speaking there with Talia Kreft.